Sometimes when Lindsay McKay picks up her son from daycare, he's just in a diaper. It's one of the ways staff at his child care center try to keep the kids cool, she said. The babies seem to have it the worst, their room is the hottest, we pick them up and they're just in diapers, said McKay, whose 18-month-old goes to a center located inside a Toronto District School Board, TDSB, school. They're hot and sweaty, and my son has had heat rash all summer, said McKay. The Toronto mother is joining other parents in calling on the province to set maximum allowable temperatures for child care centers so kids and staff aren't burning up from sweltering heat in centers that don't have sufficient air conditioning. McKay said staff, who have been creative in finding ways to cool down the kids, such as using ice cubes for water play and keeping the kids in diapers, are also really suffering. You can see that they've sweated through their clothes, and they're hot, like everyone's hot, and the parents feel so bad for the educators and for the kids, but we also feel helpless, she said, calling it a clear health issue. McKay said central air conditioning hasn't worked at the child care center for years, and that the portable air conditioners currently there don't effectively cool the rooms. She added that the portable air conditioners were only installed days into a heat wave in July. It just made me feel like a bad parent for having to go to work and having to send my son to childcare, where he and all of the staff are going to be very hot and uncomfortable, she said, adding that the only reprieve from feeling like a terrible parent was knowing the staff were doing whatever they could to keep the kids cooler. I shouldn't have to feel that way. I pay for childcare, McKay said. It shouldn't be sweltering. We need the province to step in and fix this issue, she said. I think it really comes down to a lack of funding for bringing TDSB buildings up to a standard that's necessary for licensed childcare. Robin Bennett, whose three-year-old attends Parkdale Child Care Center located in another TDSB school, said the daycare is fantastic, and that her only issue so far has been the heat. Bennett said her daughter's classroom has a small window air conditioning unit, but that with 18 children, 3 educators and 2 students, it gets hot fast. The unit stopped working one weekend recently and when the kids returned to school, it was 27 degrees by 9 a.m. in the morning, and that rose to like about 30 degrees by like 5 p.m., she said, adding that parents concerned about the heat placed a thermometer inside the classroom of the center that is operated by George Brown College. Bennett said they also called Toronto Public Health, TPH, with officials saying a portable air conditioning unit needed to be installed. But this hasn't happened yet because they can't plug anything else in. The school is so old, it blows a breaker, she said. In a statement to the Trillium, TPH said that while it doesn't set requirements for childcare centers, it does provide guidance on what to think about and do during high temperatures. The decision to install air conditioning in schools and daycares is primarily the responsibility of the school boards and the Ministry of Education who manage their respective facilities, TPH stated. Bennett said she has reached out to a Toronto City Councillor, as well as the Ministry of Education, and that parents are also trying to bring attention to the issue through MPPs. A response to Bennett from the ministry's Child Care Help Desk, which was viewed by the Trillium, stated that the Child Care and Early Years Act, the law governing child care in the province, does not set out specific requirements related to air conditioning or the maximum indoor temperature in a child care program. However, public health units may provide additional guidance related to healthy child care environments. Bennett called the response really disheartening. This needs to be taken to a government level, and we need to have that included in the Act, stipulating that it's not acceptable to have a room that hot, but without a maximum heat level for the room written right into there, they're going to continue to be viewed as being compliant with the Act, even though it's putting our kids at risk, she said, adding that the other piece is putting pressure on the TDSB to hurry up and install these air conditioners. Bennett, who is currently on maternity leave with her 8-month-old son, said she picked up her daughter by lunchtime following the weekend when the AC unit hadn't been working. I'm sitting here on mat leave at home with my air conditioner unit in the window and feeling guilty, she said of her decision to bring her daughter home early, adding that while she had the ability to do that, most parents don't. It's very emotional as well, because I pick her up, she's telling me, "Mommy, I feel sick." She's like sweating completely, like damp to the touch, flushed cheeks, fairly dehydrated and unwell, and that's just like me picking her up midday, she said. There have been some other parents as well who've picked their kids up, and their kids have just basically collapsed in their arms because they're so hot. Like McKay, Bennett also said she's worried about the well-being of childcare staff who are working in extreme heat conditions. Laura Walton, president of the Ontario Federation of Labour, which launched a heat stress campaign last year, said this is an example of workers' conditions being reflective of people's learning conditions, of care conditions, of living conditions. She said that while workers can refuse unsafe work, children don't have the ability to refuse to go to daycare. It's incumbent on workers to have these safe working environments so that we can provide the proper care environments for these little ones, she said. What we're looking for is, when it reaches a certain temperature, what are the pieces that are put in place to adequately provide for the workers and, therefore, for the kids? Carolyn Ferns, Public Policy Coordinator with the Ontario Coalition for Better Child Care, OCBCC, said she thinks it would be helpful to have a maximum temperature guideline, so it would be very clear that at a certain point, action needs to be taken. She said that while the conversation about hot classrooms in schools got quieter during the summer break, childcare centers in schools are operating year-round. They're there in the height of the summer, the hottest part of the year, and if they don't have sufficient air conditioning, we're talking about babies and toddlers that you know, for whom hot weather can be very dangerous. The Canadian Environmental Law Association issued reports in April on extreme heat in schools and childcare settings, recommending that the province amend a regulation to include a maximum temperature standard and apply it to all childcare facilities, and amend legislation or guidelines that apply to childcare facilities located in schools to include a maximum indoor temperature standard of 26 degrees Celsius. A spokesperson for the TDSB pointed to the board's webpage on how schools can manage the heat and directed all other questions to the ministry. The provincial government took control of the board through the appointment of a supervisor in June. Education Minister Paul Calandra's office did not respond to a request for comment before publication.